adrenaline, Ratna. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
This is Dr. Johnny, November 26, 2023, and let's keep the truth alive, and please be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org. Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today, right on freedomslips.org. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do a great job and they don't get paid. And we've really been working hard to bring you the truth so you can have a better life and you can thrive. You are now connected to Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with a bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You're now listening to The Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, after the heart attack weapon shot at General Smith 2 weeks ago, he's lucky to be alive. And after the Christmas attack invasion on Guantanamo Bay, not even to mention the kidnapping and beating to near death General Berger, and seeing firsthand how FEMA, FBI, and CIA agents have targeted and killed white and black MAGA Christians, supporters of the White Hat Alliance, and special forces have gone full animal fighting the deep state. It's personal now. The gloves are off. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Now, in the deep state rank and file, it's every man for himself because they know they've lost the ability to completely control the world. The White Hats are taking them dead or alive, and David Rockefeller is in panic mode and has come begging for mercy to Donald Trump, wanting to avoid the noose so he can live another day, and he's willing to surrender deep state control of the world. Trump said, "You stop all the killing, and then we talk." The signs proving this are everywhere. Did you notice? Turn off like a light switch. All of a sudden, no more fighting in Israel and Gaza. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's peace and prison exchange in Gaza and Israel. It's all over the MSM news. And, you know, they are now telling the truth for a change this past week. Oh, yeah. Like on CNN and MSNBC, they've announced it. Oh, Donald Trump has been unfairly attacked, and so forth, etc. Even Mark Dice had a show saying, what happened? The media is now telling the truth all of a sudden. So people were taking notice. Even Nathaniel Rothschild has come out publicly saying they lost Ukraine for their future capital and a major piece of the global empire they were setting up. He's also cooperating with Donald Trump. So now Switzerland is under White Hat control and given back to the people. And, of course, they immediately arrested their deep state president puppet who is standing trial. And the fake actor Joe Biden, well, he was last seen with Blinken meeting China's President Xi in San Francisco last week. And they walked away with empty pockets. No more gravy train, no more money. And since then, they are both nowhere to be found. You know, I'm sure somewhere in the next few days that, you know, Blinken and, you know, Joe Biden will show up on CGI. But basically, the walking around bodies, because that's a fake Joe Biden, whereabouts unknown. U.S. Navy SEALs had hoped to apprehend the criminal Joseph R. Biden on Thanksgiving Day, but when they arrived at billionaire David Rubenstein's 13-acre Nantucket compound, where the Bidens allegedly were to spend the holiday, according to the mainstream media, and they found, you know, on their press, on their agenda release, their itinerary. But when the special forces got there to the 13-acre Nantucket compound, hey, it was devoid of life. Sources in Eric Smith's office told me that there was not a Biden or guest found anywhere on the ritzy estate. Nobody. Just a bunch of squirrels. when the illegitimate administration announced the fraudulent president's itinerary last week, White Hat saw an opportunity on Thanksgiving Day to either arrest Biden for treason or destroy whichever clone or body double went to Nantucket that day. Like I said, White Hats have gone full animal. No more Mr. Nice Guy. My sources said Special Forces White Hats were entirely prepared to deal with Secret Service detail, the contingency plan, as they vet the deception that they therefore are accountable. White Hats are taking all applicable steps to end the cabal's pervasive pattern of deceit. General Smith, who has recovered from his deep state attack and returned to duty, and his allies at Naval Special Warfare Command, conceived a costly and complicated plan that involved a Navy SEAL team, a Los Angeles-class attack submarine, and special operations aircraft fitted with Fulton surface-to-air recovery system, commonly called Skyhook. Developed by the CIA in the 1950s, Skyhook is a system for retrieving individuals on the ground using a harness and a sling. It was reportedly fictionally in the blockbuster Dark Knight. Had Biden been caught on Rubenstein's beachfront property, the plane loitering at a distance would have performed a low-altitude incursion in restricted airspace, scooped up Biden, and dropped him in the drink beside the submarine. A recovery team would have brought the drenched and frozen fake president on board right away. The SEALs, my source said, arrived at Guantanamo Bay Monday and boarded the submarine equipped with SEAL delivery vehicles, you know, the submersible sleds used to deliver U.S. Navy SEALs and their equipment for special operations missions. Once the boat left shallow water, it submerged and the captain plotted a course for the North Atlantic. We've had more than one boat protecting Gitmo since the Christmas Day attack. It would be imprudent to say which one. However, it was conceived and decided that Gitmo would be safe without the sub there temporarily, and they had plenty of time to get to Nantucket before Thanksgiving. The submarine reached the chilly waters off Nantucket Wednesday evening and navigated around the precarious shoals, an area extending eastward for 23 miles and southeastward for 40 miles from the island, which has claimed many ships. It maneuvered through a narrow channel that was only 70 feet deep, the minimum official operating depth for the Los Angeles-class sub, 4 nautical miles southwest of the harbor, a considerable distance, and on the opposite coast from Rubenstein's Island Fortress. My source said the captain, adverse to jeopardizing the boat with closer approach, considered aborting the mission. Even though this was all mapped out in advance, he had trepidations, you know, with low tides and so forth. He didn't want to scrape the bottom or run into a sandbar, and he didn't want to be seen. They were barely at periscope depth. To top it off, the SEALs had to deploy and surreptitiously sled their way from the southwest to the southeast and then skirt the shore north to reach Rubenstein's property. The SEALs couldn't stroll on foot across the island because the whole darn place was crawling with cops and Secret Service everywhere, but the SEAL led guaranteed the skipper that if he kept the submarine safe, the SEALs could keep and would complete their mission. They got to the shore of Rubenstein's estate at turkey time, and it was deserted, my source said. It didn't make any sense. The place should have been wall-to-wall Bidens and crawling with them like roaches. No people, no Secret Service, no Bidens, no cars, no tire tracks, nothing. They scouted the property, scanning with infrared for heat signatures inside the building. Still nothing at all. Just squirrels. They made the situation more perplexing, he added, was that the MSM had already published photographs of Joe and Jill Biden handing out pumpkin pies at the Nantucket Fire Department earlier that afternoon, and Biden's niece, Naomi, had presently tweeted an image of the Biden family tolling off an icy dip, the turkey, you know, the cold turkey plunge in the bay. So none of the PR is true. So where are they? Well, it just, like I said, they're running scared, and it's every man for themselves. You know, we've heard this, we'll surrender before, and then they always reneged and just went ahead with their deceptions and went ahead with their plan. But this time I think it's different. All kinds of things have changed. My SEAL team guy said 2 and 2 weren't equal in 4. The SEALs and the Bidens should have butted heads when we rushed to get those pictures forensically analyzed. They are deep state fakes, deep fakes. The SEALs are thinking they walked into a trap, that the deep state knew all along they would get ambushed and the sub would get blown out of the water and the plane out of the sky. Rather than stick around and risk the uninvitable firefight, the submarines, you know, in facing it, the SEALs withdrew the sub and they took back off. My source said the White Hats did not believe the Bidens, any Bidens, set foot on Nantucket, and that the vacation, which cost taxpayer dollars several million dollars, was a hoax concocted for yet unknown reasons. Well, the reason is, like I said in the very beginning of the show, right now, you know, there's no honor in thieves, okay? So the deep state, you know, it's every man for himself. I think they just took off different directions. The Bidens went one way, Blinken went another way. David Rockefeller's calling up Trump, help. I'll surrender. So I think, you know, I think this is a new beginning. We'll see if they really mean it. We'll see. Like I said, Trump's words were, you stop all the fighting and all the killing, and then we talk. Well, maybe they're talking now because of NBC and NBC and NBC and CBS and all of them are now reporting the truth. And there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Even the Navy near in the Persian Gulf and, you know, Suez Canal and all that, they're not being attacked by the Yemen drones anymore. So that all stopped. So let me fill you in a little bit more of why they're scared. Okay, Marine Corps Base Camp Bloss in Guam has finished building a 200-cell penitentiary that would soon house media personalities who deceived Americans in believing that Joseph Biden legitimately won 2020 presidential elections. The JAG official stationed in Guam said the construction began after White Hat seized the 4,000-acre installation in January and staffed it with 2,700 patriotic Marines and sailors who denounced Joe Biden and swore and defend the Constitution of the United States and swear that Donald Trump is the true commander-in-chief. He called the prison crude and basic, saying the cement facade and steel bars are akin to Rikers Island in New York, and that the Blas' primary Ultra Supermax was cozy compared to this one. We hold vicarious airheads like Mehdi Hassan and Mark DeVries, my source said. Hassan is one of MSNBC's ultra-leftist anchors, and DeVries 63 is known as the Houdini of Florida, having escaped prison seven times between 1980 and 2017. And, of course, we're talking about Anderson Cooper, who will also be secured behind these bars. He seemed to have no problem name dropping. He really dropped a lot of names. Rachel Maddow, Jim Acosta, Kathleen Collins, Chris Wallace, Sullivan Godfrey, Ari Mulber, as well as The View's Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, and talk show hosts like Jimmy Kimmel and Oprah Winfrey. They're all going to be staying at that hotel real soon. Amid a spiraling monologue, he also mentioned Erkan Misikin, the Fox News decision desk director, who called the critical battleground state of Arizona for Joe Biden on the election of 2020 when it really hadn't been decided yet. Asked whether JAG had sealed indictments on the above persons, boy, he just clammed up at that. He says, I can't officially say there's any indictments. I'm not going to say anymore. Well, Dr. Johnny asked when JAG plans to start populating the new prison, and he says, I'm not pinning down any dates, but don't be surprised if Christmas comes early this year. He then clammed up even more and wouldn't expand on any other questions. In response to inquiries about how JAG would finance indefinite detainments, the yearly cost of incarcerating a prisoner is approximately $30,000 annually. He stated that the deep state media personalities would fund their own prison sentences. He said, let's be clear, there won't be indefinite stays there. It's temporary lodging when they wait for their tribunals. We're expecting a high turnover, a revolving door. Like I said, they're going full animal in the deep state. We'll use their seized assets, he said, to pay for their expenses and transportation, confinement, foods, etc. Can you imagine just from Oprah Winfrey's money, we could pay for the whole thing. And believe me, we won't be making them comfortable, my source said. The accommodations, he said, are Spartan by design. No air conditioning, uncomfortable beds, just cheap allotments, and but they do have hot water, so that's a good thing. The soon-to-be habitat habitants defrauded America. They don't deserve comfort or niceties. If it were up to me, I'd put a television beside each cell on full volume and pipe in Newsmax and on Onan 24/7. Now they would be, that would be inhumane and cruel and unusual punishment, but deserved, he said. The MSM prison is one of three detainment facilities on the base. And folks, the hammer's coming down. Something fundamental's happening in the world at the highest levels of power. Satanism that's producing this ancient cult of human slavers for over the centuries has been defeated, and now it's a mop-up operation. The signs are everywhere. Let me go over a few more. Let's look at what has been defeated. When Asian secret societies first approached Benjamin Fulford in 2006, they gave him a hand-drawn chart of their power structure. He posted that. I studied that. At the top is the Star of Satan, misleadingly called the Star of David. And directly beneath that, you find Switzerland and the Federal Reserve Board. The Babylonian God King at the top of this structure was David Rockefeller. Under his direct control, you see Japan, Mexico, Canada, Africa, America, Iran, Greece, England, Russia, and Mongolia. On the left side, you see Queen Elizabeth and the European Commission, now the European Union. Beneath her, you find the City of London and something called properties, presumably Crown land, including Australia and Canada and New Zealand. On the right, you see France hanging next to and hanging next to it, the Fortune 500 companies. What you do not find under the control is Germany, then headed by Fuhrer George Bush Sr. You also do not find the Mideastern monarchies like Saudi Arabia, China, Asiana, you know, the whole Oceania, and South America under their control. Okay, so now let's zoom forward to 2023 and see what has happened. The signs are everywhere. England under Queen Elizabeth split off, hence the Brexit. Since her consort Philip was the monarch of Denmark and Greece, they also split off. Even though Elizabeth was murdered, England, Ireland, and Scotland are now under the control of someone loyal to her spirit. It's not the fake King Charles III. This individual says he will make a public appearance at New Year's. Well, we'll just see who that is. France is also split off. It's now under the control of Pierre de Gaulle, the grandson of Charles de Gaulle. At the St. Petersburg Forum, de Gaulle, the grandson, raised the possibility of France joining BRICS, and Russian President Vladimir Putin said if France presented its candidacy, he would consider it. Russia, of course, also split off when the czars loyal to the Orthodox Church killed 200 Satanist oligarchs and exiled many others before placing the avatar Vladimir Putin in charge, who is a white hat. That's why he's an avatar. He's a white hat. The real Putin was old KGB all the way. The one that we've been seeing is either a clone or somebody double or something, but he's protecting the Russian Orthodox Church. He's a white hat, and he's working with Donald Trump and the white hat special forces. Africa is also split off, which is why almost nobody submitted to vaccinations on that continent. The Russians have been providing military support for their newly independent African countries. The Chinese have provided economic support. The British Commonwealth, African countries are also independent. So now let's look at Germany. After George Bush Sr. and most of his family were executed for treason, the new Führer became, according to elders of the Black Sun organization, Elon Musk. Oh yeah, Elon Musk is the new Führer of Germany. Donald Trump, the real one, not the fake one, is allied with this group. So they're all working with Putin, and so are the Saudis, and so is Modi in India. So let's look in Japan, and the Korean Peninsula are now battleground with the Rockefeller clan fighting and losing a rearguard action to stay in control. They've lost, and that leaves David Rockefeller Jr. inheritance that now consists of the United States Corporation under the fake Joseph Biden, Canada under Justin Trudeau, and many of the Fortune 500 companies, plus, you know, all the television media companies. His Politburo was Swiss-based Octagon Group. Politburo member Klaus Schwab Rothschild may have been trying to oust David Rockefeller Jr. and his Great Reset plan, but he failed. So they've been taken over. And in other words, much of the news events of the past several years have been seen as the Rockefeller clan fighting to stay in control. So, like I said, Nathaniel Rothschild is already cooperating with Donald Trump. The Switzerland is already under white hat control. So David Rockefeller is the last man standing, and I think he's trying to make a deal with the deal maker, Donald Trump. We'll see. But Trump said he wouldn't talk to him until all the killing stopped. Well, been a ceasefire everywhere that I can see in this past week, and the media is reporting the truth. Even CNN came out saying that Donald Trump has been unfairly abused. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is why the first thing they did when they stole the 2020 election was cancel the Keystone Pipeline to stop the U.S. from buying non-Rockefeller oil from Canada. They also blew up Nord Stream 2 pipeline in order to force the Europeans to buy Rockefeller oil and gas at twice the Russian price. But all his income is cut off. Now it turns out to be one of the big reasons why the ongoing genocide in Gaza is to secure the huge gas reserves found there. Well, now there's a ceasefire. Nevertheless, despite the impoverishing Americans and the Europeans to stay in power, the Rockefellers are still facing bankruptcy. And as Kim.com points out, Russia, the most sanctioned country in the world, ends 2023 with a $75 billion profit. The U.S., the most indebted country in the world, will end 2023 with a loss of over $2 trillion. Just think Rockefeller right now. They're losing that money. Last week, the Rockefellers hoped to stay in business by offering the Chinese pretty much anything they wanted in exchange for more money. They offered California to the Chinese and lined the streets of San Francisco with Chinese flags saying, "Oh, look, San Francisco turned into China for President Xi's rival, finally, you know, revealing its true colors." If you look at the expression on the Rockefeller bagman, Anthony Blinken, after those talks, you could see in his eyes, he was in sheer terror, trembling in his boots, shaking and swallowing. They didn't get their money. Ben also asked, you know, Benjamin Fulford asked Secret Society sources what they told him, and they said they told him the Chinese would not lend any more money to the U.S. corporation. They also said they were going to insist the Rockefellers and others be responsible for the vast vaccine murder that took place and faced the war crime tribunals. So that's what the Chinese told the Rockefellers. You got to face your maker now, because all that mass murder from the vaccine, they told them that. So that's another reason why David Rockefeller came running to Donald Trump. Oh, help me, help me. After the meeting, the Chinese government press confirmed the dysfunction of the U.S. political system will continue to coexist as long as the country, the USA, is able to use the dollar to rein in the world economy. This came even though Biden promised the United States does not seek a new Cold War. It does not seek to change China's system. It does not seek to revitalize alliances against China. It does not support the Taiwan independence. And it has no intention to have a conflict with China, blah, blah, blah. Translation, we'll do anything you want. The failure to get money is why Biden disparaged Xi as a dictator. Biden came on publicly right after the meeting and said she is a dictator of a communist government. He said that right after the meeting, right on camera. In any case, without Chinese money, the Biden clown show is doomed, for sure, because they will have no money to bribe the generals and the actors pretending to be politicians. The signs that the Rockefellers are losing control of the U.S. are everywhere now. The biggest sign is a letter going out to the soldiers that says former soldiers who are involuntarily separated for refusal to receive the COVID-19 vaccination may request a correction of their military records. What this means is the vaccine mafia has lost control of the U.S. military. They are also losing control of the U.S. bureaucracy. More than 500 U.S. officials have signed a letter protesting Rockefeller, Sergey, Biden's Israeli policy. Donald Trump supporter Kash Patel, meanwhile, has sued Rockefeller enforcer FBI Director Christopher Wray and other members of the FBI and Department of Justice for unlawful surveillance. They will be grilled about this under oath. Also, Representative Clay Higgins, a Republican of Louisiana, confronted Wray over nefarious buses filled with FBI informants dressed as Trump supporters deployed onto the Capitol on January 6th. Isn't that interesting? He's got it on film, and he questioned Christopher Wray about that. Now the January 6th tapes have been totally revealed and made public, proving this event was a giant, fraudulent, facilitated and coordinated by elements within the dark U.S. government. Ever since Friday's release of more than 40,000 hours of January 6th Capitol Police security video, dozens of clips debunking the January 6th committee's violent insurrection narrative has been floating around Twitter. They're not going to win that narrative at all. The other thing that's happening is the snowballing evidence of the vaccine crimes committed by the Kazarian Mafia pharmaceutical corporations. For example, Japanese researchers have confirmed the vaccines are designed to make heart muscles produce spike proteins. Those in turn cause an immune system to attack itself, leading all those to heart deaths, if not from a heart death, you'll die of AIDS, you know, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, where you don't have an immunity. Pfizer, meanwhile, has admitted privileged populations receive special safe COVID-19 vaccines in different batches. In other words, the vaccines were used to selectively cull the population of undesirables. Who are undesirables? White and black MAGA and Christian citizens. Those undesirables are white people of European descent and black people of the United States supporting the MAGA movement. Furthermore, the deep state pharmaceutical industry has made an extra effort to eliminate people in Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, November 22nd, ordered the destruction of a Kiev pharmaceutical laboratory suspected of manufacturing COVID-19 vaccines that reached the arms of Russian citizens. The Pharmac plant was flattened Wednesday night and made to dust by hypersonic cruise missiles launched from the Russian frigate in the Black Sea. The blast ensued a fireball, killing approximately 150 employees, the Russian intelligence sources said. Like I said, the gloves are off. The white hats everywhere are going after the deep state full animal. FSB agent Andrei Zakharov and Dr. Angelika Balabimalov said on a call that Moderna had contracted Pharmac to produce and distribute the clot shots across Eastern Europe. Dr. Johnny has detailed Zakharov's impressive credentials on past shows, and all his reporting have been 100% accurate, spot on. Dr. Balabinov is the FSB employee and immunologist who correlated their vaccines to the sudden surge of HIV among Russian citizens, prompting President Putin to shut pharma plants in Russia altogether, destroying vaccine stockpiles, and similarly execute medical professionals that defied his edict outlawing COVID-19 vaccines in the Russian Federation. In October, the FSB acquired intelligence suggesting that Pharmac had created a figurative pipeline by which its representative had smuggled the deadly vaccines across the border into Russia, setting up clandestine inoculation centers to jab willing Russian citizens. Like people in your country, he said, the Russian populace has been duped into believing these boosters save lives, according to Zakharov, and thrones of naive people are still clamoring for the jab. On October 17th, the FSB and Moscow police raided Boxberry, a delivery service for online stores and other long-distance trade companies, found dozens of boxes holding identical products of the COVID-19 vaccines. The employees were arrested, and the vaccines were sent to the Ministry of Science for chemical analysis. They traced the vials back to Pharmac in Ukraine. Dr. Balbinov said that this is disheartening, as we've seen before. A toxicology analysis showed the vials had venom from Caspian cobra and HIV virus. A week later, the Russian army, on Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu's orders, stormed a St. Petersburg church where Doctors Without Borders was administering the influenza vaccines at masses to the Russian citizens. We believe these flu shots were really COVID-19 shots and mislabeled on purpose, and the people, and they knew this. Zakharov said the physicians and nurses were a handful of citizens, were detained for interrogation. Yes, at first they said they just wanted the influenza shot, but when we broke them under interrogation, they admitted to the truth that the shots were the boosters for COVID-19, Zakharov said. That lot also came from Pharmac, said Dr. Balabinov. And again, we found venom and HIV viruses in those vaccines. At that juncture, Zakharov said the FSB planned undercover agents at the Pharmac facility to verify the company was indeed pumping out potentially lethal jabs. Having confirmed the clot shots' presence, the agents reported their findings to the Ministry of Defense, which then informed Vladimir Putin. We did not, how do you say, you know, Zakharov said, willy-dilly around. You know, President Putin, you know, is a humanitarian, not a warmonger. The West says he's a big warmonger. He's not, but he struck the plant at night when fewer people were there, Zakharov said. The undercover agents had determined that the Pharmac facility ran three round-the-clock shifts. 75 to 150 employees worked the graveyard shift, you know, the wee hours of the morning, instead of the 300 to 500 employees on the other shifts during the day. A Russian warship in Black Sea, Zakharov said, fired a volley of 3M-22 Zircon hypersonic cruise missiles, which travel at Mach 9 and can defeat air defense systems, go right through it, and hit the Pharmac plant, a direct hit, not a miss. The barrage, a huge fireball, blazed over the compound and the ground. No wall was left standing. Zakharov said, these demons, all of them, must be dealt with. If they bring their poisons into Russia, they are fair game, and President Putin will now allow this filth here, he said. The deep state is also stealing babies' blood everywhere they can. I can't make this stuff up, folks. I'm sorry. The deep state's been taking babies' blood all over the United States. I see in my research a lawsuit has been filed against New Jersey for secretly hiring babies' blood for elite VIPs. The Institute for Justice has filed a lawsuit against the state of New Jersey, alleging that a secret program is allowing for the harvesting and saving of newborn blood, without the knowledge or consent of the baby's parents. I'm talking newborn babies. Now, Senator Ron Paul, Representative of Kentucky, Republican of Kentucky is pursuing federal criminal action against Anthony Fauci for perjury against Congress. Virtually everything they said in private, they said the opposite in public at the same time, Dr. Paul said. He should be pursuing war crimes and mass murder charges soon, document by the Secretariat of World Order from September 20th, 1991, for example, calls for immediate reduction of the world population. They must be done. This must be done by whatever means necessary. This is from the Secretary of World Order in 1991, and it reads, and I quote, "The immediate reduction of world population, this must be done by whatever means possible. Compulsory cooperation is not debatable with 166 nations, the Security Council of the United Nations, led by the Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council will inform all nations that its surveillance on the population has ended and that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trade, including food and medicine, or by military force when reported." Oh, yeah. They want to reduce. They want to get it down to 350 million people worldwide, folks. And only, that means all the blacks, all the whites, all the Muslims. Okay, and they'll have that 350 million. Most of them will be Chinese because Chinese are more compliant to orders, more robotic when they're under, you know, enforcement, when they're under control of a pull-up bureau. The Chinese will do what they're told. So the rest that's left, the 350 million, will only be Chinese. And then these deep state people, the people at the top, you know, probably about 3,000 of them will be running everything with computer robots and so forth. Donald Trump, the real Donald Trump, is certainly planning to file criminal charges against the Rockefellers and their hatchet men. This is why the Rothschild Control Economy magazine calls Trump the biggest danger in the world in 2024, right on the cover. Ha! Jim Psaki, Rockefeller, for her part, speaks up about the fear of Trump prosecuting anyone he deems as an enemy, and this time he plans to line his administration with people who will do actually that. Well, Trump's come out right and said his first day of office he's going to eliminate the IRS, boom, with a pen, just over, no more IRS, boom, no more TSA, boom, no more FBI as we know it. First day, that's what Trump says. The Rockefellers are using a fake Trump to try to derail this. Of course, it hadn't made much progress yet. Even if Trump turns out to be a Pied Piper, the rest of the world's taking action. You know, and I'm telling you what, Rockefeller's in touch with the real Trump. But the rest of the world, the United States and Israel, have long since joined forces, both held responsible for mass massacres in Gaza. Now there's a ceasefire. For years, Israel and American empire will disappear. Those who will fight against the direction of history and provoke wars and unnecessary deaths in their numbers, writes French journalist Massillon. South Africa, Turkey, Russia are among the countries who have filed war crime charges against the U.S. and its Israeli Swiss-based Octagon leaders with International Criminal Court to investigate war crimes committed in Gaza. The Turkish President Erdogan says Turkey will make sure the world recognizes Israel as a terrorist state. Hundreds of lawyers are going to the Hague court to take measures against it. He promises the West is going beyond morality and law, violating international legal norms, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says. Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov says these actions are now possible because the West is calling the shots in the world for more than 500 years, more than five centuries, and the era is over. The latest example of this is the libertarian outsider Javier Milei pulled off a win in Argentina. Well, we'll see. I think he's a rhino, but we'll see what happens. The Khazarian Mafia is now in panic mode as their centuries-old plan to rule the world from Khazaria is crumbling after their defeat of Ukraine. This has cut off huge political bribe network, and also Polish intelligence calculates that Ukraine has received more than $230 billion in aid since the Russian invasion, between 20% and 30% of the financial aid provided to Kyiv by the West has been misappropriated by Ukrainian officials, according to Foreign Ministry, and he's exactly right. So, you know, the stooge Volodymyr Zelensky is going broke, has gotten more desperate, and conscripted young boys, Ukrainian military forces and infantrymen, these are teenagers, as suicide bombers. And he said, Zakharov said that early November, Russian forces in the Polvada region of Ukraine noticed a change in the makeup of Ukrainian militants guarding utilities at Kamchatka, an industrial city on the banks of the Dnieper River within the hotly contested Polvada Oblast. On November 1st, Russian army elements mustered near the Kamchatka oil refinery following the night of drone attacks on their facility, with Putin disputing claims that Ukrainian's Air Force downed 18 to 20 drones, which was a lie. But according to Zakharov, the bombardment was meant to obliterate thousands of crates of M16 and rifles, and it hit the target. It hit the target, and these are all arms that were sent to Zelensky. The FSB had satellite images of Ukraine and Polish troops placing the weapons in the refinery 5 days earlier, so when the Russian army tried to enter the raised area, the battle damage assessment, they were challenged by Ukrainian, they weren't challenged by Ukrainian regulars. These were M16 toting school children in baggy, bloodstained uniforms. And at first they shot a bunch of them, but then when they saw they were just kids, 14 and 15 years old, they go, whoa, wait a minute, what is going on? A swarm of boys no older than 14 shouted, "For Zelensky," they shouted, and appeared from the rubble, spraying fire in every direction. The Russians called amid the firefox of gunfire and defended themselves against the ceaseless onslaught. In the end, 12 Russian soldiers and 30 Ukrainian teenage boys lay dead. "This was never our intent," Zakharov said. "We want to save these children from pedophiles and war, but they attack our men with guns? That leaves us no recourse. The dogs Zelensky has brainwashed them all, so we had to defend ourselves." A week later, the Russian army had another awful encounter with Zelensky's youth corpse. Russian ground forces responded to reports of deep state pedophile Coven in the outskirts of Polvata met true definition of terrorism as they canvassed the vicinity of the signs of missing children. An adolescent boy wearing a frayed parka came darting forward for them, tree line, hollering in Russian, help me, save me, save us. The Ukrainians took us, save us. Hurry, boy, hurry, here, a Russian soldier said. And the boy pulled a string in his jacket, and it looked like a parachute cord, and he exploded to bits, killing two Russian soldiers. A radio man was on his knees and a handset and pressed against the ear and said he was wired. amid the clamorous pandemonium, nine more boys dash for the trees and sprint to the soldiers crying for Ukraine, help us. And yet no weapons, but their fingers were twisted around strings dangling from their jackets. Stop now or we'll shoot, a Russian soldier said. The boys did not heed the warning. The Russians opened fire, screaming and shouting at the boys, and killed them, and some of them exploded. Tangles of blood and legs and arms flew everywhere. We're not proud of this, Sakharov said, but that pig Lazinski put the boys at war. He twists their minds. We will save any children we can, Russian, Ukrainian, American. It makes no difference. Ask why the parents alerted Zelensky to transform innocent children into insurrectionists. He said, parents, these boys have no parents. They're orphans. Their fathers were killed defending pedophiles like Lazinski and Biden, and their mothers, well, they've been taken too. All I can say for now is this is, you know, this is from the Western funding. It's all your fault. You funded them. Your country funded them. And, of course, our special forces are working with the Spetsnaz and helping out Russian special forces straighten out the mess in Ukraine, because it is a big mess. Most of the funds have been misappropriated by U.S. and Israeli officials used to finance the genocide in Ukraine and Gaza. Now, according to Mossad sources, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be hunted down, as he's already long gone from Ukraine. His wife knew this was inevitable when they were in Canada, and Polish intelligence agrees. The only thing about which there's no longer any doubt that Zelensky will soon join the collection of friends of the United States who were sacrificed when they were no longer needed or no longer could easily be remotely controlled for some reason. So any man for himself, like I said, there's no honor among thieves. The deep state's out for their own skin right at this point. And again, it's a clear sign of all this. The Wall Street now claims it's time to end magical thinking about Russia's defeat in Ukraine. So they're saying that was a lie right in the Wall Street Journal. Even the Jewish people were waking up. As an example, the formerly controlled BBC is starting to question the Israeli narrative on the Gaza now that there's a ceasefire. They said that Israel has yet to produce tunnels and evidence and that they destroyed the hospital. And I'll bring more details after this message from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind.
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor. This is Dr. Johnny, and I'm just telling you folks, there's no honor amongst thieves. In the deep state right now, it's every man for himself. The banks are trying to carve out what they got. The other corporations are trying to carve out what they got, because the rest of the world that's not on the dollar is doing what they're doing and going back into business. And doing very well. And we'll just see. I think this time might be different. Will they pull their alien invasion? Will they pull out another during an alien invasion, all these direct energy attacks? Well, you know, they still got that. But survivors like Henry Mackall says that most Jews are now known as the Satanists who are responsible for the Holocaust to begin with. This is why the Khazarian Mafia are about to lose control even of their slave colony, Israel. They already lost Ukraine. Opposition leader Yair Lapid has joined the chorus of calls to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from his job. Netanyahu is actively hunted by Israeli special forces right now. Assad sources report. He was hiding in the tunnels under Gaza, but I think they got him now at this point, and I think that's another reason why all these things are taking place. Other proxy leaders like Justin Trudeau are also on their way out. And he can't appear in public without being attacked. So he's not safe. Of course, the Khazari Mafia are freaking out and now threatening to destroy the world. They're still clinging to the illusion that they will be able to carry out their plan and start World War III. We can't underestimate these people. They're cornered rats. And each one on his own. They don't have a unity now, so any one of the factions could do anything and, to try to gain favor of the rest of them to join in. And even on British, Israeli television, Channel 14, the announcer says, "Can you guess how many people are going to the slaughter today? We are prepared to fight the United States and the entire world." CIA sources warn that the fleet stationed in the Mediterranean Sea only has a skeleton crew, and this is for a reason. So be prepared for a false flag attack. You know, Israel may send an underwater drone hit to sink one of those aircraft carriers, just like the Gulf of Tonkin incident in Vietnam War. So if they sink a carrier, you know, that would prompt a war. And who would blame Iran for, you know, jumping in? They need Iran in the conflict. Russia is already aware of this. However, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov confirms that neither Iran, Lebanon, nor the militant group Hezbollah are going to be fooled by the genocide in Gaza in starting Khazaria's wish for World War III. Now that there's a ceasefire, you know, I think negotiations are going on behind the scenes, if you know what I mean. This also seems to be some sort of otherworldly force at work here to ensure the planet is not destroyed, Secretary of U.S. Air Force Frank Kendall says. There are unknowns, he says, preventing the U.S. from making ICBMs. Now, apparently, the U.S. only has more than a half a century old Minuteman III missiles, and nobody alive understands how that is, you know, because we had all kinds. But maybe there's something wrong with my memory, but I'm pretty sure the U.S. had many other missiles after that than the Minuteman series. All those nuclear subs have missiles, folks. It's just that simple. It's almost as if reality itself is being altered. The media is lying to us all the way around. Also, the Pentagon itself remains a black box. It just yet failed another annual audit of $3.8 trillion in military assets. Where's all that money going, folks? It makes you wonder where it is and where our military is from the top down and which true patriots are there following our Constitution. This is a perfect example of our military is being influenced by deep state actors. The Navy is under Trump's control, which means the Marines are under Trump's control, but half of the Air Force, half the Army is not. That's why you still see chemtrails. That's Air Force. United States Marines on Monday arrested Minot Air Base, M-I-N-O-T, Air Force Base colored colonel for treason after he recommended that service members avoid a downtown rally featuring supporters of Donald Trump. The officer, Daniel Hoadley, commander of the 5th Bomb Wing, also reportedly told subordinates, "There's no room in the Air Force for patriots or Trump supporters," my source in General Smith's office revealed. On November 16th, General Smith's office learned of a text message from the Minot Air Force Base leadership sent out to approximately 8,500 airmen and dependents. The text read, "Please exercise caution if downtown this weekend. We just got word of an event going on the fairgrounds called the Dakota Patriot Rally. Its guest speaker is from the alt-right organization called Turning Point Action. Please be advised, your folks, that we're going to be downtown, that we're not going to be downtown. The crowds may be confirmation to the military members. Additionally, remind them that participation with the groups such as the Turning Point could jeopardize their continued service to the U.S. military. They were threatening them to go to one of these rallies. My source said the message had contemptuous overtones toward any service member who considered himself a patriot. The negative connotations aside, the text itself wasn't something we call actionable, but we were curious who wrote it. Could have been PR. It could have been PR from the senior officer. Could have been from Lloyd Austin. They just didn't know. The coward wouldn't put his name on it, of course. However, White Hats soon ascertained the author's identity. In the hours following the notice, the anonymous caller asked General Smith's office to check a Discord server frequented by the Minot Air Force Base personnel. Well, I guess me, my wife, aren't going to the rally. It was just implied I'd get in trouble if I do. That's all coming down directly from Colonel Hoadley, the poster said in his text message to his buddies. Is that all? Were we told to get, you know, not to go there? A different poster wrote. A third one wrote, I'm a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, and Colonel Hoadley is wrong. Off-duty military should be commended for participating in political activity as long as they're out of uniform. Hoadley is violating his oath. Colonel Hoadley just told the 5th Maintenance Squadron Trump rallies should be banned and all patriots investigated, said another. And finally, get this, my GF works at City Hall. She said Hoadley asked the city council to stop the event altogether downtown. General Smith, my source said, confirmed that Colonel Hoadley asked Minot City Council to cancel the Patriot meeting because President Biden wouldn't approve of it. The council, which includes Mayor Tim Ross, reproved Hoadley's veiled threat, saying it would not infringe on the constitutional right to free speech and peaceful assembly. A council member requesting anonymity told the general's office, this guy Hoadley is off his rocker and has clearly lost his marbles. He told me he was going to investigate me. My source said White Hats were compelled to intervene. We got other info, evidence of coercion and fraud that would be made known later. We had a responsibility to act, he said. A clandestine Marine reconnaissance squad arrived at the frigid Minot base Monday afternoon and picked up Hoadley's trail after he left base and drove south toward the city on Interstate 83. They squeezed his vehicle off the road and approached him, weapons drawn. A stunned Colonel Hoadley rolled down his window demanding an explanation and was informed that he was being placed under military arrest for treason, sedition, and conduct unbecoming an officer. At that point, Hoadley told the Marines that he said jarheads had no authority over a senior Air Force officer. Well, my source said the Marines relieved Hoadley of his sidearm and took custody of him and swooped him away, asked whether Hoadley had an earlier history of Trump derangement syndrome. He added, this all became known last week. JAG will intervene the Minot staff. As the dominoes fall, those closet deep staters are getting desperate and giving themselves away. Hoadley will be spending Thanksgiving weekend at Gitmo. I can't testify the quantity or quality or quantity of the turkey he will be served. And of course, the Khazarian Mafia has not run out of tricks just yet. From my military to the media, they pulled off anything. They'll pull off anything they can. They're desperate, folks. They're desperate. I swear. They're no longer mixed thieves. They expect anything at this point. Khazarian Rothschild Control Economist magazine, like I said, had a world head for 2024 on the cover. It hints at it. It showed ICBMs and weather warfare and AI mind control right on the cover of the magazine. However, in its graph on the right side showing their fiat U.S. dollar, the euro, the Japanese yen, the British pound plunging, that grabbed my attention, it showed it falling like from a plane. To me, it's a hint that after years of sucking investors into stock markets by goosing them with fiat funny money, they're going to cash in by selling their shares and crashing everything. And, you know, we've seen that everywhere. Right now, all over the internet, people are writing about Bank of America taking people's deposits. Oh, yeah. You see, just write Bank of America, fraud, and, you know, stealing deposits. The other thing they're definitely planning is weather warfare in order to get money to fight climate change. I saw a video with KM, you know, Khazarian Mafia climate czar John Kerry spouting all this BS about climate change science produced, how they will tax it, and, you know, that's to pay their shills. And, you know, it's not ideological. It's ridiculous, totally. I also watched the fake mass Biden heavily slurring. I'm working with our Congress to dramatically increase international climate financing. Guess where all that money will go? Oh, yeah. He's talking about money laundering. He's talking about $100 billion in climate control. Khazarian Mafia are really pouring on the theatrics in order to show a sign that they are really facing a biblical event of losing all their power over the millennia, over several millennia. In a recent photo going around the internet, it appears the Nile River is running red. They've even dyed the Nile red for a little while. The Nile River, they put red dye in it just to freak everybody out. Are they going to pull their Project Bluebeam now and have an alien invasion, have a Jesus in the sky and, you know, whatever, you know. But don't be fooled by all this mind control. It's just Hollywood trying to pull off their last stunts. But I want to bring you some insights. Let's switch gears here. You know, where Dr. Joseph Farrell, he blogged about GMO foods and their supposed safety and equivalence to non-GMO foods. I mean, Dr. Johnny has been against GMOs from the very beginning when they first came out with it in the mid-1990s. I've been speaking publicly about it. That's why I've been attacked so much, because I publicly went against GMOs. Terminator seeds, I remember. I gave a talk at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, you know, and there you had on one side, there was airmen and Marines and air, you can see the khaki, the Navy officers on the other side, and I talked about the Terminator seeds. Well, this GMO trend has been a big concern of mine, and granted, the IG Farbisano, was the old Monsanto, because now it's Bayer. Bayer, you know, bought Monsanto. Bayer is the old German company, has lost yet another multi-million dollar lawsuit against its products. You know, science, it seems to have lost its, money, and left to wonder in the Anthony Fauci labyrinth. We have convincing memoranda and pronouncements saying that GMOs are still safe. Over and over again, GMOs are safe. But let's just point out the obvious problem with GMO seeds and crops, like the University of Iowa study of some years ago that pointed out that the cost-to-benefit ratios actually declined over several years as insects gained an immunity to the GMOs and yields per acre fell while costs went up, while that of ordinary crops maintained their normal ratios. So it's more expensive now to grow GMO crops than it was before, and than it is to grow normal crops. There's now another study from France that highlights yet another emergent problem with Monsanto's Bayer's plans to poison the food supply with its brand of seeds and consequently reduce the yields per acre. And the title of the study is Neighboring Partnerships Help Plants to Better Resist Disease. Now, this is interesting. This is totally right up Dr. Johnny's alley. So neighboring partnerships, talking about, you know, plants that live next to each other. They're going to help each other. This is really true. I've got in my Master Survivor University studies on the agro part of the university. And planting different varieties or cultivations of a given crop, in other words, some heirloom seeds, some newer, hybrids and that sort of thing together in a form of seed mixtures has been a key to strategy for agroecology. This is a French study. To validate that, let's look no further than permaculture and organic gardening. You know, you take the old, heirloom seeds with the newer seeds that you buy, not GMO, but organic seeds, but you mix them all up. Okay, you mix all the tomatoes up, all heirloom, all ancient crops, all newer crops and everything, but they grow up together, and this genetic diversity in the mixed seed populations as they grow up avoids the vulnerability of a genetic uniform crop, helping to protect the crop from stresses such as fungal diseases, pest attacks, and bad weather. See, they become more resistant when some of their buddies are different. In other words, a diversified population of seeds, just like, you know, in America, you know, like I said, you know, we have a, you go to the South these days, it's a nice place. I don't care what the kooks in California or New York and Minnesota say. The South, you go to New Orleans, it's a nice place to be. You can be white or black or Indian, it doesn't matter. If you're nice and you're a good person and you have manners, you'll get along with everybody just fine. You won't have any problems. The same way with plants. You take a bunch of plants and have a bunch of different diversity of the plants. This grows a resistance to fungal disease, pest attacks, and bad weather. This renewed interest in the practice of mixing crop cultivars. And in France today, more than 10% of the area under wheat cultivation is reported to use this method. However, mixtures have a variable success in controlling disease. This may be caused by yet an unknown interaction between cultivars, but the new study sheds light on this phenomenon. The study found that certain mixtures can affect plant susceptibility to fungal diseases, providing a form of social immunity to wheat and rice. The study found that the disease susceptibility in wheat and rice is affected not only by genetic resistance traits, but also by interaction with neighboring plants of the same species. The findings published in the PLOS Biology, which is a French publication, shows the interplant cooperation can reduce disease susceptibility by nearly 90% in certain cases, as much as it's conferred by the plant's own resistance. There are lower percentages, are like in the 30s or 40%, but yet it's still an improvement of resistance to disease and fungal attacks and pests. The researchers also found that certain plant pairings can increase disease susceptibility as well, so it can work both ways. By contrast, mixing varieties of seed species with the typical approach taken in engineering a species, a pesticide-ready plant, and GM Watch's view, there's also represented of another nail in the coffin for genetic engineering that approaches to disease resistance, including via gene editing. These are normally obtained by manipulating one or few genes and normally targeting and leading to a failure to prevent resistance to multiple pathogens. Broadly based disease resistance is necessary for resistance in the field. In addition, and critically, the new study confirms that farming systems are equally as important as genetics, if not more so. So the mixing of varieties is more important than mixing of genetics. In providing resistance to disease and other stresses, this mixing of varieties is more important than mixing of genetics. We should leave genetics just as it is, folks. Insofar as genetics do play a role in disease resistance, conventional breeding continues to outstrip GMO as many non-GMO successes database shows. This finding tends to support the similar findings of the University of Iowa study already mentioning, which is similarly found that planting of the same type of GMO plant year after year actually diminishes a plant species resistance to pests and disease because they get weaker and require a greater investment in pesticides to maintain yields. This is crippling the health benefit of the crops and is costing the farmer more in his pocketbook. Common sense could have told that these egghead scientists this even before the grand GMO experiments got underway. We all knew the cost of over-interbreeding in the human population. Consider the Habsburg jaw and the long list of idiots spawned by that Habsburg family obsessed with their interbreeding amongst their family just to keep their blood pure. Similarly, a mix-up of various varieties of corn or wheat in the field will tend to increase overall resistance and health of the plant, and it might go so far as to say health of humans for the increase of nutritional benefits. This interesting thing about this story, however, is not, it's rather obviously grounding in common sense, nor the fact that the actual investigation has provided a corroboration of more common sense. But the interesting thing is rather the fact that the story spells yet another ignominious defeat for the narrative that's been pushed by Big Pharma and Big Agriculture, the Bayer and Monsanto group, that the narrative they say GMO version of wheat or corn was substantially equivalent to the ordinary heirloom plant, since it basically looked the same and tastes the same. It could therefore be sustained and substituted for the natural heirloom plant with reasonable confidence that no ill long-term effects would result. Of course, substantial equivalence will ride out the window that went out right out the window. It's proven over and over again by these two studies that are read off that, you know, profits and patents, even though they were concerned about, you know, staying on their product, well, they're losing money when they stay on that GMO product. We have seen this movie before where there was a revolving door between the government assuring us of GMO safety and the government agencies doing it and the corporation peddling their products. The result was the ongoing lawsuits against Big Agriculture. The lesson is that government beholding to corporations for the science inevitably create the narrative regarding the product, and that narrative in turn usually begins to break down when reality contradicts the science, no matter how hard the lamestream propaganda entertainment media try to push the narrative eventually some clever lawyer will also target those media companies as complicit in peddling the products and thereby creating the narrative that will eventually be contradicted by reality. Eventually, they will win the case in a massive judgment, just like they're doing all across the board. And eventually, in the course of such a process, some court of law will also determine that some aspect of the science was doctored or suppressed in order to create and promote the narrative. And all bets and special privileges granted by the governments to those corporations will evaporate like morning dew in the desert sun. Do Dr. Johnny's advice is lawyer up, guys, because what's in the sauce for great ag and big ag and Monsanto is also the sauce for Moderna and Pfizer. They're on the chopping block right now as I speak. Well, folks, there's life on Venus. Yep, you heard me right. Venus, you know, has been taken over by the Palladians for the last 6,000 years. They're humans like us. I've always wanted a Palladian wife myself, personally, because, you know, we could, she could have my babies, all right, because she's human. But that pseudoscience, that's all, you know, poppycock, says the mainstream. But just listen to this from the Royal Astronomy Astronomical Society, the Royal Astronomical Society, and I wanted to give you their findings and research. It seems that the detection of certain gases on other planets are a dead giveaway of life. An international team of astronomers led by Professor Jane Graves of Cardiff University there in Wales today announced, and this is a couple of weeks ago, announced the discovery of a rare molecule, phosphine, in the clouds of Venus. On Earth, this gas is only made industrially by microbes that thrive in an oxygen-free environment. Astronomers have speculated for decades that high clouds in Venus could offer a home for microbes floating free of the scorching surface. But it's not scorching, folks. But anyway, that's what the mainstream says. But I digress. But still needing to tolerate a very high acidity, which they say is in the atmosphere. Again, that's mainstream. I digress. The detection of phosphine molecules, which consists of hydrogen and phosphorus, could point to an extraterrestrial aerial life. A new discovery was described in a paper to Nature Astronomy. The team first used the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope in Hawaii to detect the phosphine, where it then awarded time and followed up their discovery with the 45 telescopes at the Atacama Large Submillimeter Array in Chile. There's got a bunch of different ones, and they all work together. But the facilities observed, both facilities observed Venus at that wavelength of about 1 millimeter, which much longer than the human eye can see. Only telescopes of a high aptitude and altitude can detect this wavelength effectively because it doesn't get dampened by the atmosphere. Professor Graves said this is an experiment made out of pure curiosity, really, but took advantage of the powerful technology there in Chile, thinking about future instruments. I thought we'd just be able to rule out extreme scenarios like the clouds have been stuffed full of organisms when we got the first hints of phosphate and phosphine in the Venus spectrum. That was a shock. Naturally curious, they looked further, and the team with Anita Richards from UK ALMA Regional Center in the University of Manchester adds, to our great relief, the conditions were great for follow-up observations, and Venus is suitable angle. You know, we saw it And it, yes, those bright objects do show the phosphine result. And they're saying, they didn't want to say, oh, this is life and everything. They got to be careful not to lose their tenure. Because if you start talking about life on other planets and you're in the astrophysics world, they'll take away your tenure and you won't get any more jobs. That's just the way it is in the mainstream. But again, I digress. Anyway, they Hideo Sagawa of Kyoto, Sagoyo University in Japan, he also verified that the Venusian atmosphere, that there is a significant amount of phosphine present. The astronomers then ran calculations to see if the phosphine could come from a natural process on Venus. They cautioned, with some information lacking, in fact, that other studies of phosphorus on Venus showed that, you know, like from the Soviet Vega 2 mission, there are only certain places that had that, you know, register of phosphine. But then an MIT scientist, Dr. William Bain, he looked at the work and assumed natural ways to make phosphine. Some of his ideas included sunlight, minerals blown upwards from the surface like volcanoes, or lightning, but none of those could make anywhere near enough of it. Well, where is there a lot of phosphine? Okay, I digress one more time. When natural sources are found to make almost 10,000ths of the amount of phosphine that the telescopes could pick up. But to create the observed quantity of phosphine on Venus, terrestrial organisms would only need to work about 10% of their maximum productivity, according to calculations by Paul Rimmer of Cambridge University. Any microbes on Venus would likely be different than other Earth cousins, though to survive a hyperacidic conditions. Earth bacteria can absorb phosphate minerals, add hydrogen, and ultimately expel phosphine gas. It costs them little energy to do this, so why do they do it? Folks, let me just tell you. I love this story because the phosphine could be a waste product, but other scientists are not suggesting that the phosphine are coming from expulsions from other bacteria or other organisms. Another MIT team member, Dr. Kala Suso Selva, was also thinking that searching for the phosphine and the biosignature gas of a non-oxygen using life on the planet and other stars, because normal chemistry makes little of it, because this is not, you know, there's a lot of organisms that don't use oxygen, folks. And she commented, finding phosphine on Venus is an unexpected bonus. The discovery raises many questions, such as how many organisms could survive on Earth. Some microbes could cope with up to 5% of acid in their environment, but clouds of Venus are almost entirely made of acid. That's what they say. Okay, there's some acid there, but anyway, I digress. Other possible biosignatures in the solar system may exist, like methane on Mars and water venting from icy moons on Europa and Eucalyptus. On Venus, it has been suggested that dark streaks where ultraviolet light is absorbed could come from colonies of microbes. The Akadasi spacecraft launched by the Japanese Space Agency is currently mapping these dark streaks to understand more about this unknown ultraviolet absorber. The team believes that the discovery is significant because they can rule out many alternative ways to make phosphine by their acknowledging of confirming the presence of life needs a little more work, they said, but they're now determining that these phosphines are coming from life forms in that percentage. So I'm not going to go into all the statistics of everything. There's a lot more to this story. But I just want you to know that this is so interesting for me because, you know, Science Minister Alvin Soloway said that Venus has for decades captured the imagination of scientists and astronomers across the world. This discovery, he said, is immensely exciting, helping us to increase our understanding of the universe and even whether life could be on Venus. And I'm incredibly proud that this fascinating detection has led some of the UK's leading scientists and engineers to this state of art, at least saying there could be possibility of life because this is a signature. Well, that was Venus, you know, and I'm just telling you that, hey, you know, a big amount of phosphine comes from bacteria and microbes that don't live in an oxygen environment. And we expel that when we eat a lot of beans and have flagellants. There's a lot of phosphine in that gas that's passed. Okay, need I say more? All right, so this could be, you know, certain areas on Venus detected by their space probes on the surface show more phosphine than others. Might be a colony of animals that don't have a good digestive tract, if you know what I mean, if you catch my drift. Well, that's Venus. Well, now what about Mars? Is there a particular gas there that is a dead giveaway for evidence of life? The answer is unequivocally yes. And we have it here right on Earth. Remember the last time you had that big bowl of chili? You know, I was alluding to all this and lots of beans. You know, what? There's a little bit of phosphine, but there's a lot of methane, you know, that's coming out from that other end from the bowl of chili that you had. Oh, yes, that's flagellants. All animals have it and certainly excrete it. Methane on Earth is now close to 1,860 parts per billion and is usually linked to microbial life known as methanogens. But again, you hear about the deep state talking about eliminating cows because of their farts, you know. This is what the methane is coming from. You know, we all expel it. And this same methane with the phosphine is found on Mars as well as Venus, mostly phosphine and less methane on Venus. But it's coming from animals, large and small, like right here on Earth. Microscopic and large animals, those bacteria thrive where there's no oxygen, such as inside your intestinal tract like your colon, and also in rocks deep underground in the digestive tract of animals and microbes and so forth. But methane on Earth also comes from geothermal reactions like heat in the rocks. So on Mars, is it life or from geological chemistries on Earth? Early atmospheric history, methane and carbon dioxide dominated, you know. Oxygen was a small part in the early days, and CO2 would come from volcanoes and methane from actual bacterial life that converted hydrogen and carbon dioxide into methane and water. So oxygen did not emerge as a major player on Earth's atmosphere until plants evolved. Oh, yeah. So the plants took all that carbon dioxide and made oxygen. We need carbon dioxide. Hello? All this climate change is a total 100% bull feathers. How do you find out if Mars methane is coming from life forms? Planetary scientist Mark Guarino, an Italian National Institute of Astrophysics, says the first step is to understand the ultimate question. What was the origin of Martian methane? It is to understand where it was released. They're starting to talk about it. Oh, yeah. And then NASA posted, you know, from its Curiosity rover, scientists have time to analyze these clues and conduct many more methane observations and time to collaborate. And now even NASA is starting to come clean with some of their stuff that they've been pumping out, just pure propaganda. They also need time to collaborate other science teams, including those of the European Space Agency's Trace Gas Orbiter, which has been in its science orbiter for a little over a year without detecting any methane. That's just bull. They're hiding that. combining other observations from the surface and orbit. They're not telling us everything. You remember what NASA is, never a straight answer. Combining observations from the surface and from orbit could help scientists locate sources of the gas on the planet. You know, like big cities have a lot of methane, okay? And understand how long it lasts on the Martian atmosphere and where it's coming from in certain pockets, probably where there's a heavy population. That might explain why Trace Gas Orbiter and Curiosity's Methane Observer have been so different. Well, one is from NASA and the other one is from a different country. That's why it's different. Dr. Johnny thinks there is a Texas chili cook-off near a crater both in Venus and in Mars. And if that were true, then we would never hear that from NASA, because you know what that four-letter word acronym stands for, never a straight answer. You'll never get the truth out of NASA, but it's starting to happen again. Again, like I said, it's every man for himself in the deep state. There's no honor amongst thieves. We'll see how they scramble. You're going to see a lot of stuff these next few weeks. We'll see if they pull off their big alien invasion. But folks, that just means America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. The HCMA is the number one starting point. That's the hair tissue mineral analysis. Get that hair tissue mineral analysis. Get your chemistry analyzed so you can eat the right foods to get your health in total tip-top shape. With that HCMA, that hair tissue mineral analysis, it provides a roadmap for better health. Dr. Johnny will provide that and go over that with you. Therefore, your performance benefits are enormous. I want you to get and understand this, that following the HCMA will be the roadmap that will improve your mineral clarity and focus. I can't emphasize it enough. It raises your vibrational state. It raises your voltage of your cells. Following the HCMA roadmap will provide prevention of injury and burnout. I do a lot of things, and maybe I'll pull a muscle here and there, but I get a good night's sleep, it's gone. If I didn't have this balance, so many of my patients tell me that first started the HCMA, I pulled a muscle in the gym and I didn't think anything of it, and I couldn't even move my arm the next day. You know, see, that doesn't happen when you're on the HCMA supplement and food protocol. And following the HCMA roadmap, that food and supplement protocol and that diet and supplement recommendation will create a strong immunity system. You won't get sick again. Ask any of Dr. Johnny's patients. Following the HCMA roadmap will bring an improved recovery from any workouts or injuries that you have. Just like I don't, if I pull a muscle and it hurts that day, it's gone the next day. You know, you get over these things so much quicker when you have a balance of minerals. It takes food to do that. Following the HCMA roadmap will show the safe use of dietary supplements where you're getting just what you need, not too much, not too little. And then that frees up your body to do all these other functions that it needs to do. Because all these people take these supplements, like these multivitamins. See, they may not be getting the things they need. They may be getting too many of the minerals that they don't need. And already the body's trying to deal with this, so their immunity response goes way down. Following the HCMA roadmap is the best weight management tool, because the body will balance that weight imbalance off, whether you're overweight or underweight. All my people either report that weight is gone, or I'm slightly underweight, but I did gain that 10 pounds, Dr. Johnny. I gained 10 pounds, but I'm still slightly underweight. I said, well, how do you feel? I feel great. I said, well, great. That's what counts. And, you know, you're getting sick? No. I said, okay, don't worry about it. Just keep eating. Just eat more. Just to gain that extra 10 pounds. I got women that tell me they're in their old dress, wearing their old dresses because, oh, Dr. Johnny, I've got my figure back. And I can wear my old dresses now. And I got so many of them, and some of them I only wore once or twice. But I can wear them now thanks to your program. And they just start out following the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Well, you know, many of my listeners that do this hair tissue mineral analysis, they want to know, what else do I do? Well, we also do hair tissue mineral analysis on horses and dogs. So if you're worried about your furry four-legged member of your family or your dog or horse is competing in shows or races, there's no better way to keep them in the winner's circle than following their diet and supplement schedule, their HTMA diet and supplement protocol. Both your canine and equine will have shiny, healthy coats and quick responses to your commands. And my four-legged clients have won, a.k.a. Blue Ribbons, in place in the top 10 winners of the Breeders' Cup. Oh, yeah, I'm proud of that. The price for canine and equine HTMA is $240. If you're a human and send me your hair, the cost is $226. But for your four-legged friend, canine and equine, the cost is $240. And you get a comprehensive report, probably more than you would get with, you know, the human study, even though when you go over the report with Dr. Johnny, I reveal everything you need to know. But most of my clients tell me that their dog and horse are all natural and refuse to give them any vaccines or shots from the vet. That's why they wanted my hair tissue mineral analysis. With the analysis of the mineral profile, we can determine what is lacking and what is needed for your furry friend. The HTMA is the most valuable diagnostic to find the right foods to help you, your dog, or your horse be in their tip-top shape and win those ribbons in those races that you really want them. So, you know, regrettably, folks, I'm sorry to tell you that we do not do HTMA for cats. So my apologies, no feline testing, but we do dogs and horses, okay? I'm so sorry. But the second part of this HTMA is so important, too. There's only two parts, the HTMA and the hair tissue mineral analysis. It's all there on the the Master Survivor.com, themastersurvivor.com. Number one, you click on the Master Survivor program. Number one is the HTMA hair tissue mineral analysis. And number two is the Master Survivor program, is a 3 hours total gut restoration program. And it's about $350 for a six-month program to get rid of the candida and leaky gut and restore your microbiome. And, you know, you don't hear about this as much as you should, but the microbiome is a critical part of the Master Survivor program because having a balanced microbiome maintains your immunity strength, and you will not get sick, and you will get rid of your candida and leaky gut if you stop eating sugar and sweet things and after 6 months of the total gut restoration kit, the 3 R's that comes from the microbiome laboratories that I work with. And we have the human studies showing the 3 R's balance the microbiome and get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 6 months. And more than half of your immunity response is in your gut. So doing the 3 R's program with your gut, and you do the HTMA, and your immune system is balanced, and your minerals are balanced in all your cells, your immunity goes way up. You'll never get sick again. Now, if a patient has special needs, and, you know, look no further than number three. In other words, you go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down. You click on the Master Survivor program. You'll see number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. You'll see number two, the 3 R's total gut restoration kit that you can buy with your credit card right there on our website. You'll also see number three if you keep scrolling down on the website, and that is the premium consultation, the Master Survivor premium consultation, the Master Survivor program premium consultation. This is a 2-year personal program where you're working directly with Dr. Johnny with over 40 years of experience as your guide to help you become persistent and determined with the Master Survivor Program. There's only two things in the Master Survivor Program, folks. It's less than $600, that hair tissue mineral analysis you do every 6 months, and you do the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. You do the whole, both though, starting out less than $600. The total gut restoration kit is about $350, and the hair tissue mineral analysis is about $226. So that's how you pay less than $600 to get started with the Master Survivor Program. The first step is a decision to become a Master Survivor. Now more than ever, I told you all the stuff that's going on in the world. They're going to do anything to stay in power. And now the deep state is totally split up. It's fractionalized. They don't have a unification anymore. It's every man for himself. There's no telling what they're going to pull. Each one has control. One has the weather warfare weapons. Another one, is in charge of, the pharmaceutical. We don't know what they're going to pull. But if you become a Master Survivor, you will survive no matter what they pull. Okay? That's why it's so important to become a Master Survivor. But if you have a lot of issues and you're really worried, well, then you can not only do one or two, the full Master Survivor program, but you can also do number three, which is the total Master Survivor program with the Master Survivor program premium consultation, working with Dr. Johnny for 2 years, working with you directly to get over any of your bumps in the road, to make sure that he'll guide you through any healing plateaus to keep you moving forward in your recovery program. And part of this healing journey, becoming a Master Survivor, is learning new concepts and charging and changing into new habits to get healthy. It's all about getting new habits, because your old habits got you in the wrong place you are right now. So go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program, and you can get number one, HTMA, number two, the hair tissue, number one is hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, number two is the total gut restoration kit, and number three is the premium consultation. And all that you can pay with your credit card. And every step of the way, if you become a premium consultation patient of Dr. Johnny, you will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. You will be stepping into a new world. You will see that protecting, you will see how I'm protecting the purity of the science and tradition has always been my top priority. The highest standard operating procedure is how I ran my lab. It's also how I help my patients today without fail. So the full Master Survivor program has two laboratory therapies, one, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and two, the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. For both laboratory therapies, it's less than $600, and the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This full dietary roadmap that my patients use, that comes from the labs I work with, this is all available by your credit card on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and you just scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program, and become a Master Survivor. Choose number one. At the very minimum, $226 with a check and some hair to Dr. Johnny. And you too can become a Master Survivor, and I'll help you do that. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels of
upon the leaders by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the change of the people who run it, to the people who own it. And unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers